Welcome to Eastern Sierra now. It is Tuesday, May 17th, and I am Jesse Steele. First up, I don't have anything about this on the site yet, but I did just have it confirmed that the Inyo County Board of Supervisors did, in fact, name June Pride Month. So congratulations to everybody. It's a part of the Pride group, and it is wonderful to see you get recognition for all of you do for our community. So Eastern Sierra now thanks you for that, and congratulations. So I did hear there was mild shenanigans today as far as opposition against that happening, like people dressed as unicorns and things at the supervisors meeting. I'm waiting to see the video on this. I wasn't around to watch the Zoom. So as soon as I get something, I'll let you know, but that's silly. Anyway, let's move on to some news. So it is the 50th anniversary of the Valentine Reserve, and that brings a generous donation. I know that many of you have enjoyed the outreach programs that the Valentine Eastern Sierra Reserves provide for our community, including our outdoor science education programs, school year field trips and summer camps for children, our Snarl seminar series, and our summer walks and talks at Valentine Reserve. This year, 2022, marks the 50th anniversary of the Valentine Reserve. In honor of this anniversary, an anonymous donor has pledged $50,000 to support our programs. If we can raise another $50,000 in matching funds in the next week by May 19th. So that is just a few days away. I know that you all care deeply about the work that we do, and this is an amazing opportunity to leverage and multiply the generosity of a single donor in ways that will have long-lasting benefits for our programs, the reserves, and our community. Please help us make the most of this generous challenge. Every dollar that is donated or pledged before May 19th will effectively be doubled and count towards this $50,000 match. Giving is easy. You can donate directly to the campaign at the link at easternsierranow.com, if you go check that out. The Director of Development, Sarah Sikich, is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H-S-I-K-I-C-H at ucsb.edu. Phone numbers 310-849-7006. Both of those are listed at Eastern Sierra Now. Sarah and I, which this is written by Carol, are happy to assist you with the donation process and answer any questions you might have. If you've ever been in there, it's worth it. Valentine Reserve is incredible. That's a really cool place to be. I am waiting for the internet to tell me how much they have donated so far. But it's not gonna tell me. Okay, well, I can't figure it out, but people are definitely donating to this, so get on board and help them get to that 50 grand so they can get that generous matching donation. Speaking of generosity, you know who has the best advertisers? Eastern Sierra Now, hands down. We have great relationships. I talk to all of our advertisers almost daily, trying to make sure we're covering what they want. They're participating in what we're doing. They love everything that we're doing. They love the app coming out. I mean, that's going to, you guys, it's going to blow your mind. I just got done talking to the tech guy right now, and we're about ready to post it. It's going to be by the end of the week, possibly Sunday at the latest, because we just had another idea at the last second that we really wanted on there. So, I will let you see what that is in the next couple of days. Chances are I'll blab about it during the week because I'm not very good at keeping my mouth shut. But anyway, back to our advertisers. They are amazing. And if you would like to know who those are, let's ask Amy. Amy?
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
Okay, thank you for that, Amy, and thank you to all of our advertisers and patrons. Again, if you want to go to Patreon, it is patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. If you'd like to advertise with us, which is the smart thing to do, info@easternsierranow.com. Just mention that it's advertising. I'll grab a hold of that, and I will be right in touch with you because we are about to explode. I'm predicting it right now. So you want to get in while we're still the cheapest and best option around. So what else do we have going on? I mentioned yesterday, but I'm going to mention it again because it's pretty cool. Cool little project they have going here. The Mammoth Unified School District Construction Open House is May 25th from 4 to 6, and that is the elementary school, which they are adding 14,500 square foot of addition, 44,500 square foot of modernization. Mammoth Middle School, 2,750 square feet addition, and the high school is 10,900 square feet addition and 75,000 square foot modernization. This is a really cool project. The construction groundbreaking is actually May 27th from 8 to 9 a.m., so if you'd like to see that. Just looking at the mock-ups here of the digital projections of what the schools are going to look like, it's incredible compared to what is already there. Like, I've always thought that school looked kind of old, but this is going to be, it's going to look like something out of Star Trek, man. It's really cool. So anyway, yeah, check that out. I won't read the whole thing again, but just to go over it, Northern Annual Hospital District has a healthy lifestyle talk. SPF Day keeps the wrinkles away. And that is from Dr. David Plank, and he will be speaking at 5:30 p.m. May 19th. The talk is free, open to the public to watch via YouTube or Zoom. So if you're interested in that, it just talks about how to keep your skin healthy so you don't fall down the skin cancer line and that type of stuff. And just keep wrinkles away. Nobody likes wrinkles. Except for on Sharpays. Those are awesome. But humans aren't Sharpays. Alas, if only they were. So hey, head over to YouTube, to Northern New York Healthcare District, and you can watch it there. You just have to remember, if you would like to post questions, you have to have an active YouTube account that you are signed into. If you're just watching it, you can't ask questions. Otherwise, just go to the Zoom link. It is at easternsierranow.com. So I have a little bit of sad news, and this one hits way close to home. My sister's husband is a Westervelt, and so I have grown up with these guys in school, and their parents, Acorn and May, were both well known to me and have had many family dinners and some of the best fry bread you've ever had, by the way. Well, May unfortunately passed away a few days ago, and that's very sad. She was an incredible woman. She did a lot for the Paiute culture in our area. She led dance groups, she led weaving groups and for baskets and jewelry and a lot of that, and she did a lot, as you'll see in a second, for the kids of our area to teach her culture that she loved so much. And it is just an absolute bummer to have lost her. But here, let me read you what the family wrote. Aurora, as known by many as May, was born in Shurs, Nevada on March 31st, 1954 to Gertrude Helen, Tom Garrison, and Andrew Garrison of Colville, California. She was one of their seven children, Christine, Annie, May, Melinda, Gussie, Nani, and Tony. May passed away on May 7th, 2022 from a short battle with cancer in Reno, Nevada. She grew up on her grandfather Henry Garrison's ranch in Colville, California. As a child, she spent her time between the Garrison ranch riding horses with her sisters and one brother, Bishop visiting with her aunt Mildred, Millie Garrison, living with her Togo, or grandfather, on the mother's side, Harry Tom, in Yosemite, California. Santa Cruz with her cousins, Barbara and Mike. She attended Colville Elementary, where she graduated eighth grade. She attended Colville High School. She attended Stewart Indian Boarding School briefly, and she attended Inyo Heights and graduated with her high school diploma. May was very involved with her community and was very proud of her Paiute culture. May enjoyed participating in the California Indian Days Parade every year, showcasing her traditional attire. She was involved in establishing and helping the Owens Valley Little War Dancers, which would later become the Owens Valley War Dancer, a traditional Paiute men's war dance group. She sang with the I'd apologize for my pronunciation. I'm sure I'm not going to get this right, and I mean no disrespect. Tuvuwahamatu Women's Traditional Singing Group. May helped with the Red Feathered Dance Group that would later become the Akamaya Dance Group with Sage Romero, and the Interagency Powwow Committee that would later become the, again, I apologize, Papa Namania Powwow Powwow Committee. She enjoyed donating beadwork to the Eye Care annual fundraising dinner. She was a longtime 4-H community leader of Bighorn 4-H and was a part of the 4-H Advisory Board. She was an alternate representative for the Antelope Valley Indian Community on the Toyabe Board of Directors. She worked and helped out with the UAII Robert Sundance Summer Camp at the Bernasconi Center in Big Pine, California. May was on many parent advisory boards for Bishop Head Start, Big Pine Indian Education, Big Pine Booster, Parent Member, and Fandango Committee Member. May is preceded in death by her husband of 45 years, James Acorn Westervelt. Parents Gertrude, Tom Garrison, Andrew Garrison, grandparents Annie Murphy Garrison, Henry Garrison, Clara Charlie Tom, Harry Tom, younger brother Antone Tony Garrison, and older sister Andrea Garrison Erickson. May is survived by children Robert Westervelt, Thomas Westervelt, and wife Jamie Snodderly Westervelt, Drusilla or Drew Westervelt, Antonia or Tony Westervelt, and spouse Dexter. Oh man, another one. I'm sorry, Tony. Sinijinii. That's my best guess. I again apologize. I'm so awful with anything that isn't vanilla. William Will Westervelt and Travis Westervelt. Also known as Rebound Machine. What's up, Travis? Grandchildren, Dominic Westervelt, McGenna Westervelt. Those are my nephew and niece. And two grandchildren on the way. Sisters Melinda Redrub, Augusta Huta, half-sisters Christine Larson and Winona Moody, and many nieces, nephews, and extended family. There will be a traditional cry dance. It will be held in Colville, California, Friday, May 20th, 2022 at the Garrison Ranch on 323 Craney Lane at dusk. Graveside service will be held in Colville, California, Saturday, May 21st at the Antelope Valley Cemetery at 11 a.m. And you will be very missed, May. She was a wonderful part of the Big Pine community, and you have many kids and family members to attest to that for all time. Wonderful person. Hey, did you know that, and they're not even my sponsor yet. Did you know that Wanaha Casino has a $15 free play promotion going on right now? Show your fishing license and photo ID. Boom, $15 for the casino floor. Worth it. Head over to Wanaha today. I'm going to get them as one of my advertisers. You watch. We're already in talks and I'm figuring it out, but you know, they're great out there. I really love those guys. One of my favorite places to eat, by the way. Hopefully this isn't just me talking and they don't sign up and then I'm just giving them free stuff, which is fine. I'm more about the community of it all anyway. But yeah, we tend to eat there more regularly than most other places. I think probably with the exception of Copper Top and Astorgas. That's about it. Copper Top is, I don't need to tell you, they're the best, Copper Top and Astorgas. So it's pretty much one of those three places is where I eat every time. So anyway, I got to get Wanaha, so I got the whole hat trick. See what I'm saying? So there's something pretty cool going on with ABC. And I don't mean like the Michael Jackson, like ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. No, what I mean is Alcohol Bureau. The Serve Safe Alcohol course has been approved by the California ABC to meet state training requirements, California Assembly Bill 1221. That will begin July 1st. This course is designed to educate food service employees on how alcohol influences behavior, identify signs of intoxication, outlines legal issues that may arise in alcohol-related incidents, and teaches ways to prevent over-serving. For more information about that, you can go to Eastern Sierra Now and look at the Mammoth Chamber article, where you will be able to look into more of that, or just reach out to the Mammoth Chamber to sign up for that course. Sounds like something good if you got some employees and you want to make sure you're covered, because they get you. I've been a bartender for many, many years. I never got caught, but people that I know, there's no way in the world they would get caught, got caught. And so that's the trick. The ABC, they're smart, man. They hire actors that are 40 years old that look like they're 12, and they come in there, and you know, or the opposite. It's like some kid that's 11 years old and he's got a giant beard. I mean, it's crazy. So that is definitely something to watch for. So if you're a restaurant owner, you might want to get on that. So it looks like last but not least, let's go with sports. So the Bishop Broncos sadly played their last game today. The Bishop Broncos competed, well, yesterday, my bad, competed Monday, 5/16, in round one in the Division IV playoffs. This is noteworthy as our student athletes were once again forced by the skewed CIF playoff process to compete in a division that did not give them what we felt was a fair opportunity to be successful. Bishop, based in Division V, was matched up against Garces, based in Division III. And Garces is a much, much bigger school, so that's what the complaint about there is that because of the playoff, it probably has something to do with quarantine, I'm guessing, but we got put up against a school that we can't arguably really compete with. So that's a bummer. Bishop fell behind early and couldn't come back in an 8-2 loss, but hey, they kept them to 8 and they got 2, so that's pretty good. To Garces Memorial on Monday. Bishop Broncos struggled to contain the high-powered offense of Garces Memorial, giving up 8 runs. Jake Frigerio was on the hill for Bishop Broncos. The Bulldogs surrendered 4 runs on 3 hits over 3 innings, striking out. The Bulldogs surrendered 4 runs on 3 hits over 3 innings, striking out 6. AC Valdivia and Kane Omohundro entered the game as relief, throwing 3 innings and 1 inning, respectively. Frigerio went 2-for-3 at the plate to lead Bishop Broncos in hits and had 4 stolen bases. Albert Cano, 1-for-3. Riley Europkin, 1-for-3. Kane Omohundro, 0-for-3, 1 RBI. Kennedy Batchelder, 1-for-3. We are proud of the successful season our Bronco baseball team had as the undefeated HDL High Desert League champions. Go Broncos. Couldn't have said that better myself. You guys had a really great season, and it is unfortunate that in the playoffs it had to go that direction, because you guys could have definitely made a run. So good job. Be proud of yourself. You handled it. Let's finish up the school year, graduate, go to prom, get on with college, move away, never have to listen to me again. Okay, speaking of listening to me, by the way, the silky smooth tones of my voice, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, you should do that. Go over to Spotify right now, type in Eastern Sierra Now, and just subscribe. Then you're always gonna know when the podcast comes out. You'll get it's gonna say, hey, guess what, Jesse's there, he wants to talk to you, say hi to Jesse. Yeah, that's just everybody wants. If you'd rather read your news, of course, you can subscribe to our email list at easternsierranow.com. Just over on the right-hand side, type in your email, hit subscribe, boom. Every time we post a story, you get notified about it. This whole process is going to be a million times better when the app comes out. You guys will see. You're going to be so excited. So just keep watching for that. Go to your app store. Just check. Type Eastern Sierra Now. If you don't see it, it's not out yet. It will be within the next few days. There will be notifications on the website. You can click, do that'll take you there, all over the place. You guys will see. So keep watching for that. And I would like to thank our patrons real quick. Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomatohead, and Margaret. And a few of you I know are celebrating your little booties off right now at the Mountain Rambler, because the Pride event was, or the Pride month was put into, I can't think of the right word for it. June is Pride Month, is what I'm trying to say. Congratulations again, guys. You deserve it, and we will see what kind of fun events happen in June because of that. So stay safe, everyone. Pleasure to talk with you. Let me point out real quick, too, one last thing I'd like to say. If you guys need anything hauled, what I mean by that, you got a big block in your yard, you got a hot tub, like I did today, call Bishop Hauling. They will hook you up. They'll get it out of there. You don't have to do anything. They take it to the dump. They do it all for you. And I really wanted to mention them because they actually came to my house today. It was awesome. I'll post some pictures on our Instagram page. But yeah, they got the hot tub out of there, the old deck, everything. It was wonderful. And I only had to help a little bit. But that's only because I like to help. So again, 760-914-4445. Call Joe. Get set up. You will not be disappointed. Get that big hunk of junk thing out of there that you don't need sitting around, and get your yard cleaned up, all right? All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. This is Eastern's here now.